Hello, everybody. Just a very quick one about Instagram. If you're on it, Meta, the parent company, is reducing the number of political posts visible to users on their feed. This is a real thing, not a hoax. So go to your Instagram profile, tap the three horizontal lines in the top right corner to open the settings tab, scroll down to what you see, click on content preferences, open political content, and turn on don't limit political content. That's an option. Otherwise, you won't see almost anything we post because we are deemed political. Please do that now, or you won't even see the posts about our shows, our fun things. So if you want to see Guilty Feminist content and know when we're coming to a place near you or releasing a new podcast, do it now.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, Guilty Feminists. This is an episode of our new show, The New Normal. We're popping it into the feed as a taster for a one-off. If you'd like to subscribe to it, search for Guilty Feminist The New Normal wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, 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 and welcome to the new normal. I've come on a bit early today. I'm actually doing this from bed. That's where we're at today. I sat up all night on a script, and then I had my PT this morning, and I've been, not all night, but very late, and then I've been working all day. But I've been doing that thing where you type in bed, and I've been working very intensely and very hard, and I thought, do you know what? It's very similar to something that Madonna did in the, I think it was like the 80s, the 90s, In Bed with Madonna, might be the 90s. Now she does In Bath with Madonna. I'm not going there. There are limits. Mostly because I wouldn't want the phone to get wet and I wouldn't trust myself not to drop it in. Now it's 1 to 6 and that means it's time to introduce Kima Bob. Let's see if Kima is there.
In 3, 2.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, man.
It's Kima Bob from Texas. Kima, it's so good to see you. But you look look so sunny there, and it looks like you're outside. I'm so jealous.
I'm trying to absorb it, Debs. I'm in my nana's backyard. I'll show you.
Yeah.
I'm in loads of American flags on the block.
I saw your funny post about that, saying, no one disagrees that this is America. That was so funny.
It's out of control. There's a neighbor over there. I can't even show you because it won't zoom enough, and I'm not getting close to it, but they have a Trump flag. Oh, my God, a butterfly or something just landed on my phone. It was actually insane. What a moment. I feel like that's...
Kima, I've missed you so much. We need you back in Camden, but to be honest, you're as close in Texas as you would be in Camden because we couldn't see you anyway.
You know, we'd have to be very socially distant. I'm sorry that was delayed. I was trying to figure out what to do about my flat because we have to move out in May, but I can't move out with my body.
No, not with your body.
It's all sorts of nonsense. So yeah, I was having chats and I was like, well, moving company, bleach wipes, like it was madness.
Well, look, do you know what? It's so lovely to have you on. And that probably answers the first question. How the hell are you?
I think I was in denial until like 2 days ago. Like I was being like safe and stuff. But the corona madness of it all, just like the reality that like nothing is happening, do you know? Like the tours are canceled, like life is canceled. And the realities of like, when will I be able to return to the UK? I think a lot of that stuff just kind of punched me in the face the other day. So I'm definitely on the lower side of things.
You know what? I'm just up, down, and sideways. And I think that's perfectly normal, given this unprecedented historic time. It's absolutely okay to be up, down, and sideways.
It's super weird. I think, like, yeah, it's just like, how is anyone dealing? And I thought I was doing a good job because I came here to visit. Like, I scheduled this in November, December, when I was being homesick and missing my family. And so I was excited to be able to still make it here and feel a little safe. But I think I was scheduled to originally return today. And so my mental vacation was 2 weeks, and that shit is over.
Yeah. So you would actually like to be back in London now?
I don't know, man, because I'm fucking outside right now.
That's true. That is true, actually, and it's sunny. That's a lot of that. Can I ask you what mental health, emotional health, stability strategies you're using in order to ride this very crazy wave?
Thing out. I'll say not as many as anyone would recommend. I'm doing some walking as much as I can, which is about an hour. So yeah. I might as well be in London. But yeah, and just kind of trying to stay in touch with people and make sure that the distance and the isolation doesn't actually mean isolating myself.
Absolutely. It's so incredibly important to absolutely plug in. Has anything about this episode surprised you, either your reaction or the human race's reaction? So I'm pretty astounded that they cancelled capitalism. They've paused capitalism to save lives. I'm pretty amazed, honestly.
They really held out.
They didn't want to. Texas is not great, though, right? The governor of Texas was saying, frankly, I think our generation should just sacrifice our lives. Not him, obviously, himself. He'll have the hottest doctors and be able to sequester himself away. But he's basically saying, yeah, why don't we just have older people die? Not obviously taking into account, firstly, the value of those people's lives, how much they're loved, that it is not just older people. But he basically said capitalism must continue. How is it being there? And is there anything surprising about Texas?
Not surprising about Texas, Dad. So what's interesting to me is I've seen levels of people taking it seriously. And let's just say when you pass by the Walmart parking lot at any time of day, you can bet it's going to be full of cars. And I bet it's not even people buying essentials. I feel like it's just people that want to be outside and need somewhere to go, and everything's closed except the Walmart. People are going to drive-thrus. Oh, shit, there's some kind of dog shenanigans. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Why are they so upset?
It's not. Maybe they're upset that people are going to Walmart, babe.
Perhaps. I think so. I think they're like, stay inside. My Nana, who is 70 and has diabetes. Yesterday she was like, I'm going to the post office. And I was like, what are you doing? So I think people are taking it top down. And when the top doesn't take it seriously enough, then everybody suffers, you know? Yeah. So it is interesting seeing folks kind of not take it seriously. I went to the grocery store to get some essentials, some S's, if you will.
I will.
Yeah, we got to. If we don't come up with lingo in this crisis, what are we doing?
It's hard to know.
If Miss Rona tears us down, if we can't create some fun words in this time, then what are we doing?
I don't know. I don't know what we would be doing. Your Texas accent has come back so much, by the way.
I'm trying to not. If you ask these people, they will tell you that I still sound a bit too UK for them. Like, every now and then I'll say something, and I'll be like, are you doing okay? And they'll be like, okay. And I'll be like, fuck you.
Most of the time now, like, here, I don't really notice that you're from, you have a Southern accent at all. It just sounds American to me. But now you're all, like, Southern hospitality and all. Friday Night Lights, Tim Riggins.
I'm trying to hold on to it as well, because I'm like, if I lose my accent, then how will I do voiceover work? I'll just sound like a horrible Brit.
That's my problem. I don't sound British or Australian. I sound somewhere in between. I have no passport.
You're a hodgepodge of accents.
They often call for hodgepodge when they're paying out for Boog Bunny for voiceovers. They don't. Do you have any routine at all, Kima? Is there anything that breaks your day up? Like, you go, well, I have to get dressed, or I need to do this at 6 o'clock.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was doing some fuck it up live stuff, but I don't feel like it. I don't want to do anything. And I'm hanging out with my Nana, who's been retired for, I think, the last 15, maybe 20 years, and I always love hanging out with her because, like, she stays up late watching TV. She wakes up when she wants, does what she wants. Honestly, I've been aspiring to be retired my whole life.
That's a good t-shirt. Every day the merch store makes a t-shirt based on something you say, something the guest says. I've been aspiring to be retired my whole life.
Whole life, just because my Nana, honestly, she's an icon. She's been married 3 times because she doesn't stay in anything that doesn't work. She's an avid traveler, and she's honestly who probably has influenced me to ever move anywhere, you know?
But
I've been hanging out. I think over the past 2 weeks, I've just been kind of going with the flow of my family. I wasn't even planning to see her or to be at her house. I intended to say hi from outside, but my family has taken this a level of seriously, of like 1 to 10. They've taken it 6. And when I showed up outside, I was like, hey, Nana, do you want to go talk in the backyard in the open air and stuff? And she was like, no, you listen to me. Ain't nothing going to stop me from hugging on you and kissing on you. And I was like, Nana, I just got off a flight. She said, I said what I said. So once they left and I took my shower and I washed my hands, I was like, well, now that I'm here, I'm not going to leave and come back because that seems like the least safe thing. So I've been hanging out for about a week and having a social distance from inside. But yeah, it's all very nervous.
Yeah, I think that with the person you're quarantined with, as long as neither of you are seeing other people, we're all going to go, like, we're going to lose it if we don't hug or touch anybody ever. And I know there are some people who are completely on their own, but I feel like it's different if I'm quarantined alone than if I'm quarantined with Tom. Quarantined on my own is different from quarantined with Tom, but telling him, stay over there. Hey, people are requesting to meet your Nana. Is she interested?
You know what, gang? I don't know if she has her teeth in, because even though it's like noon something, Nana gets up when she's ready. You know?
Can we meet her another day? Could I do a special episode with your Nana?
I would love that, because what's crazy is I don't know how to describe it, but like, if you think I've got personality, you got to meet these folks. Honestly.
Oh, I can't wait.
Honestly.
Let's do a special Kima's Nana. I'm sure that's not how she identifies. Does she have a name?
She does. Her name is Charles Etta, because her dad's name was Charles, and back in the day, you just put an Etta on something. She Chotsy, if you're her friend. She does. She is very proud of being my Nana and my cousin's Nana. She loves being a Nana.
She is going to be the most popular guest we've ever had. When I say Kima's Nana, people are going to go, this, we're going to never have more people watching this live. Kima's Nana.
She visited me in London 3 years ago, and she did an improv show with me.
Oh, why did I not see that?
Two-person scenes, and it was hilarious, and she's never done anything like that in her life. And she was so good at it. She's so good at it.
Amazing. Oh, God, I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah, she's a narrator. Like, if you watch anything, if you're watching a show and a man like goes to the door and there's someone, the murderer is on the other side, she literally says, "Oh no, and now he's going to the door even though there's a murderer on the other side."
I love her. I'm so dying to meet her. Okay, audience, we are going to make a time to meet Kima's Nana. Kima, we can't meet your Nana today, but is there anything or anyone you want to show us?
I will show you my Nana's yard animals.
Okay. Please.
Yes. So we'll start here with these little, this is like some kind of light turtle situation. And we have like some light frogs. They're very precious. She moved from California to Texas, and she brought them with her. And the other day, I accidentally broke one. That was tragic. Here we have some more wildlife. We have some turtles going on. They're very serious. And all of what I've shown you up until this point, you know, makes sense for the most part. But then what we have here is some kind of squirrel. And it is strange for me. It has a curly tail. If you heard that, it's very delicate. And I just don't understand why, but I've been having a good time. I'm a feminist. I love nuts.
You look like part squirrel, part deer to me.
It looks so weird, but they're precious. And she moved them when she moved from California to Texas. She made sure to bring them with her.
I love them.
Like, honestly.
Can you tell us a dark thought or low moment you've had? Anything bleak?
Literally, so my fear that kind of erupted the other day was just, when is my life gonna come back? Or, like, you know, it's the uncertainty of all of this is really fucking unsettling, you know? And we know that things are gonna, like, not go forward. But whenever you get the confirmation, like, say, they canceled the Fringe, and I was already going to voluntarily not go to the Fringe. It's not safe. I wasn't even going to go or try to go. But once I got the email, I was like, everything's real. Like, it's scary. Or even the idea of having to move out of my flat on May 4th and the possibility of having to do that with my body, and then being trapped in London, and me and my flatmate are having some beef right now, so having to be trapped with someone that I want to murder.
Maybe don't say that on Instagram Live.
That I allegedly want to murder.
Thank you.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Do you have a piece of online feminism you'd like us to contribute to, babe? Is there anything we can help you with?
You can just love me. I just need love. I think right now, like, connection is so important. And I think everyone can help me by helping themselves, maybe. Do you know what I mean? And staying connected. Like, call your nana.
That is a fantastic piece of online feminism. Call your nana. If your nana's not with us, do you have a mom, a sister, an elderly neighbor? If you have nobody, is there anyone who's alone? Because if some of my friends are quarantined alone, I'm trying to check in with them every single day just to make sure that they're okay, even if it's like 1 second. And I feel like, you know what, when you throw out a rope to someone else, you're holding the other end.
100%, and
it goes both ways.
Yeah, it's like that. I was trying to do some lives in a similar vibe to this, to kind of just kind of offer something, to put something out there. And it sucks because I don't know if I have actually the energy to sustain that. How are you finding doing this every day?
I'm really enjoying it because of the nature of the show, because it is a discussion about the thing. So it's sort of taking my temperature, and it's also checking in with people. So it's a really lovely thing. And Tom said it really helps him because it bookends the day, because I have personal training on Zoom in the morning and I have this in the evening. And he said it feels like a day because we have a morning appointment. You have an evening appointment. And then after that, you know, we do work on, but at least it feels like the end of the day in some meaningful way. So it's good, but I'm not trying to be like a character. I'm not trying to do comedy, really. It's just like fun. It's funny things happen because I'm a comedian talking to another comedian. So we had lots of laughs today, but also it's okay. You know what we're like at the Guilds Feminist Gear Shift? We can just be really sad. And I've cried on these. Other people have cried on these. So,
I think it's that kind of like the, because I think what I want to do and what I feel pressured to do are different. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been feeling really like I want to get spiritual, you know, and kind of I've been really focused on my mental health, but not thinking about body or spirit. And I used to be really in touch with my spirit, but in ways that don't resonate with me now. So like Texas, I was in like the Southern Baptist Church. Amen. And something about that space didn't feel really right for me then and don't feel right for me now. But it's weird to want to focus on something else and then have people kind of, I don't know, man. I think this time is really about honoring like what you want for yourself moving forward.
Yes, I agree. Are there any habits you will take forward or learnings from this that you think you or society will take to the other side of this when we're past it?
I have walked more in the past week than I've walked in my entire life. Like before there were restrictions on exercise, I was not doing it. And now I'm like determined.
Me too. Why are human beings so perverse? As soon as we're told we can't do something, I'm like, I will go on my government-sponsored walk, and you better not take that away. I'm like, I'm perverse hell every day. Never, never. You know what I'm like? How often would I get a taxi?
It's madness. I would say when possible.
When possible.
Not when necessary.
When possible. Thank you. And now I'm like, and I really think it's going to carry over the other side because I am now get that it's a privilege to go for a walk. Because when we're talking to Jade, she's not allowed to walk anymore, you know, and it's a privilege. Is there anything you hope humanity will learn from this? Either slowing down, the way we're treating the environment? Is there anything?
Do you know, I think going back to the economy and governments, I think it's really interesting kind of seeing the way that things are being handled. I hope we don't forget how companies, how people in power, and how politicians are handling this. I hope that we don't have some kind of short-term memory to see how people are responding to this, who's still making people show up to work, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a whole thing. I don't want people to continue to be sick, and I don't want people to continue to die, but I would like for money to be destroyed while this is happening, and I don't know how long that's going to take. I want us to rethink the value of things and the importance we put on money, and that's tough. That's a tough mm-hmm. like perspective to come from, as someone whose money flow has been put on but ideally, I feel like money has always been too important and a bit mm-hmm. fake. It's a man-made construct. And I look forward.
And that's what it turns out to be. Like, ultimately, when we need to, we can kind of pause it. And what what we can't pause is life. What we can pause is money. And guess what? What a wake-up call for the whole world.
Apparently, you know, not everyone needs to be in jail, or not everyone needs to be this or that. It's very interesting to see what just happening, you know, just kind of learning that everything is a construct.
Everything's a construct. Kima, you know how many homeless people you see in Camden? There's no homeless people at all in Camden at the moment because the government's housed them all in hotel rooms, because the hotel rooms are open, because there's no tourists flying in, and they can't...
Homies at? Where are my homies? That's nonsense.
Well, it's because they don't want people on the street giving viruses to each other, but also...
Interesting.
But it's also interesting that there is homes. Yeah, there are homes for people, and there are ways of protecting people and looking after vulnerable people. And so we need to... John Paul was saying we need to demand more from our governments on the other side of this, and I totally agree. Do you have any I'm a Feminist bots that are unique to the or that are new for the quarantine? Because I'm a Feminist bot, I find the part of the house where it has the nicest light so that I do these and I don't feel really awful, because I have to believe I don't really look as bad as I do on the worst webcam moments.
Yeah, I'm a Feminist, but whenever I was initially like, when the stress from this hit me, all I could think about was breaking out as a result.
Everyone's breaking out.
Like, my fucking skin, man. Like, this crisis. Also, our hands are getting dry from all this fucking washing.
Totally.
Nonsense. Also, I haven't wanked since this began. I think that it's like just holding my clit hostage. It's nonsense.
And on that bombshell, on that note, Kima Bob, it has been so incredible to talk to you. I'm going to organize to talk to your Nana soon.
Indeed. I just want to say that I was joking about the murder. There will never be any kind of murder or killing. If anything, just minor passive aggression.
Kima, I love you so much. I miss you so much. I can't wait till we're in the same room and we're legally allowed to hug again.
I know.
I'm
going to
be hugging you so hard, babe. I'm sending you all my love.
It's nice to see your excellent cheekbones, though.
Thank you. And we should talk more on FaceTime our house party. Let's check in more often, babe, because I was thinking, oh, you're with your family, but I think we need to check in more. I miss you.
Hold the rope.
London lifeline, more London rope. Yeah. And I need more rope to you
to feel normal, because I'm 6 hours apart and it's just different, and I want to still feel a part of my community, you know, and like it's a whole vibe.
I'm gonna message you more often.
Word. Yeah, let's hold the rope, Debs, and let us all never assume that someone is taken care of, you know. This is
a fantastic thing. Let's try and check in with a different person every day and make sure, and if you get the feeling that they're not holding onto a rope, then you cast it out more often. Even it can be like little 2-minute talks a day or little WhatsApp messages, but just make sure you're pulsing and make sure. I love you, Kima. I miss you, Kima.
Oh, very much, Debs.
Thank you for being on the new normal. We hope it's not the new normal for very long.
Oh my God, what an excellent fucking tagline. Shut up.
Yeah, I know. It's just ad-libbed. It's just the talent. If you're watching and you're from a television network who's looking for new post-quarantine content,
wow.
These two, between us. And there's T-shirts every day, and the money from the T-shirts goes directly to the artist. So Hannah from the merch store today will be making up a T-shirt based on something you've said. You've said so many hilarious things. I don't know what she's going to choose, but I will send you the T-shirt. And then the merch store aren't taking any profits from these. So all the merch money is going to go straight to you.
That is so gorgeous. Thanks so
much.
Nice?
I love you. I just need to tell the audience, the viewers, you can go if you want, Kima, or you can hang around. Both of those are good. Okay. Tomorrow, I believe it's Jade Adams, ooh, our guest. Yes. And Friday, it's Sindhu V. Next week, we have some incredible guests, including Mae Martin and Aisling B, and I'll put a list of those up on Friday so you know what's coming. But also, I might do a special edition of this at another time to suit your Nana. So it'll be later our time, because we really do need to get Kima's Nana on, and I'll let the audience know when. Love you. Bye, everybody.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Kima. Miss you. Kima's gone. I'm going to, but I'll see you tomorrow with Jade Adams and Friday with Sindhu V for the new normal here at Instagram Live. Thank you so, 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 so much. There's a bank on YouTube. So if you've missed out on some, or you just need a little top up, you can go to the Guilty Feminist YouTube page and you'll be able to see all of these. We're also releasing them as podcasts on Acast. So you can listen out. I'm going to do a few extras that I pick up maybe on at DF Dubs. So because these always stay up for 24 hours. But I'll let you know as and when. Bye, you guys.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.